What's mostly moving tonight are the spotted salamanders and wood frogs, and there have been a bunch of them. It's mating mayhem.
Naturalist Jen Wiest is standing with me on Henry Street in Amherst, Massachusetts, while all around us various amphibians are on a mad dash to a vernal pool across the road where they'll mate and lay their eggs.
See the frogs crossing the road with in the headlights of the car?
Oh no, are they going to get squished?
They avoided it. Look at that.
The biggest threat migrating frogs and salamanders face isn't from predators, it's from traffic. So, the city of Amherst built special migration tunnels. Julie Davis is keeping a sharp eye on one of them.
Well, we see a female spotted salamander crossing into the flooded tunnel and swimming through to the other side to get to the vernal pond. Right now in the vernal pond
there's another one right there.
Oh yeah, there you go. That's quite a swimmer, that one. Look at it.
How would you describe what they look like?
I think they're beautiful. They look like rocks at the beach and they're in the river when they get water on them, all shiny and different colors.
Sarah Reinhardt is a college student who grew up on Henry Street.
My parents live about a mile down the road, and I've been coming to see the salamanders for probably 20 years.
Salamanders spend most of their lives in forested upland. When they finally emerge in the spring, they've been known to migrate distances up to 1 mile. Again, Jen Wiest.
Then they start on the rainy nights, come downhill, and they bump into the fencing, and then they have to follow that fencing. And then they come to the tunnel, and they go through the tunnel, and just down that hill is where the vernal pool is. The same phenomenon is happening all over New England, and Connecticut's probably very active right now, and it's everywhere.
Do you enjoy coming out in the rain?
I do. It's like, you know, I had plans tonight, but drop all that and head to the streets for salamanders and frogs.
Adam Allington sent us that postcard from Amherst, Massachusetts, about salamanders, frogs, and other amphibians crossing the road in the springtime. We apologize for not reading the introduction before we actually ran the piece, and we apologize particularly to the amphibians who were so generous with their time. We'll try and do better next time.